Looking ahead to this bike night as well, which is taking place tonight in Skegness. And I mentioned the Prime Minister will be on the programme today. He's here now, David Cameron, live from Downing Street. Afternoon.
Good afternoon. I was just enjoying the end of Rocket Man there. Great to join you.
You like Rocket Man and his local connections to Lincolnshire, of course, with Elton John.
I wasn't fully aware of those, but it was one of the records when I was growing up. It was one of the first I remember.
Bernie Taupin wrote them all, came from Lincolnshire. Anyway, good news. Good news today for you, David Cameron, because I know you obviously are interviewed all the time, and we're not going to do any of those trick questions, because I imagine you get those all the time. Ask you a times table sum or...
No, not today. I was in Brussels last night, this late night negotiation, which didn't go very far, so please don't give me any maths teasers.
No price of milk. I'm not going to ask you who Martin Hill is. Actually, do you know who Martin Hill is? You don't have to know who Martin Hill is, because I'm not going to ask you that.
All right, good. Well, then we can move on to the next question.
I'll tell you, though, Martin Hill is the Conservative County Council leader who's probably banging his head on the table today because he's just been told by a High Court judge
that the
plans to close libraries in Lincolnshire to save money, legally flawed. Bit of a shambles, really.
Well, look,
who should run libraries in Lincolnshire?
Well, obviously, it's a county council responsibility to provide a comprehensive and efficient library service. That is what the law says. And obviously, you have to be a government under the law, and Lincolnshire County Council will obviously have to listen to what Mr. Justice Collins has ruled and think about this approach and what they can do. The idea of getting volunteers to help with the running of libraries, that has worked in other parts of the country. And obviously, we have to make sure we provide services efficiently and effectively, and we encourage volunteers and other organisations to help with the provision of some of these services. So I'm not up to date with everything going on in Lincolnshire libraries, but I'm sure the council will now think again, looking at the result of this judgment, and see what best can be done.
I mean, in a way, getting the volunteers in, I mean, that's by the by. In a way, because it's the public consultation. You must be disappointed. Conservative-run county council, it's a public consultation that they got wrong. It was unlawful.
Well, we all have to run governments and county councils under the law, and from time to time, the government I run gets upbraided by a legal decision. That's the way. It's one of the great things in our democracy. We don't just vote for people every 5 years and think that's that. Governments have to act under the law. Governments have to respond to public opinion. Governments have to respond to public pressure. That's part of our democracy, and that's what's happening in Lincolnshire. But of course, look, there are ways to involve volunteers in running libraries. That's happening in my county of Oxfordshire, where we haven't seen libraries closed because we found more efficient and effective ways of doing it. And I'm sure that's what you're trying to do in Lincolnshire.
Well, we'll talk more about libraries later.
Anyway, we didn't do the good news. Hold on. I remember where this interview started. We were talking about statistics, weren't we? Sorry. And I just wanted to get across the point. It is quite good news today because crime has fallen.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes,
I was going to say
the other
news we're talking about in Lincolnshire today. One council in Lincolnshire very pleased today because of these latest crime figures. North Caerstephen, safest place to live in the country. But then that's odd, though, because then you just take one foot over the border and you get into the Lincoln district, and then right at the bottom of this, nearly at the bottom of the list. So what do we really get out of figures like this?
Well, there are two sets of crime figures, and the experts will tell you that the most important ones are the crime survey figures. It's a big survey where you're asking people if they've been the victim of crime. Now, those show a 14% decrease compared with last year. They show 22% down since June 2010. The second set of figures are the actual crimes reported and recorded by the police. Now, in Lincolnshire, those are down 19% under this government. I'm actually quite in favour of these second group. They may not be as scientific, but they are real crimes recorded by real people and given to real police officers. But anyway, on either measure, crime in Lincolnshire is down, which is good news, and it's a good moment to thank the police for their hard work, because they've had to face reductions in budget because we're dealing with the deficit and getting the country back on its feet. But all credit to the Lincolnshire force, because actually they've managed to do more with less. They've managed to cut crime while having less money to do so. And I think they deserve a lot of praise.
Well,
what they've done is
they'll be pleased with the Prime Minister saying that, but they'll also be saying we could do with a bit more money because we've taken it as far as we can go.
Well, I think all credit to them, they've actually increased the proportion of officers on the front line from 91% to 93%. And obviously, we'll look every year at whether we can do more in terms of funding. But the fact is, we've helped the police by cutting a lot of the unnecessary paperwork and bureaucracy that they were left with by Labour. And that, I think, has made a big difference. So let's thank them today, but let's also thank all the organisations, businesses included, who are doing more to try and design crime out of our society. We need to make sure that it's harder to steal mobile phones and televisions. It's harder to break into homes and cars. So we're making progress as a society in trying to manage crime out of our society. And it's good news in Lincolnshire.
I would like to ask you about something else in Lincolnshire, the Red Arrows,
yes,
which are based in Lincolnshire. Now, I had Red One squadron leader Jim Turner on the programme the other day, and which was interesting because instead of having their sort of professional silence, he actually came out and said, look, we need to make a decision now about the future of the Red Arrows, because he says that the current jets, they're only going to last about 4 or 5 years, and that's it. Now, I know you've said in the past that while you're Prime Minister, Red Arrows are secure, but we need to be talking about what's happening next. Are they going to get any new aircraft?
Well, first of all, I yield to no one in my admiration for the Red Arrows. I was at the Farnborough Air Show on Monday, and the world's media and the world's aerospace customers were there, and the Red Arrows once again put on an absolutely brilliant display. In terms of the planes, I mean, my understanding is that they are already capable out to 2020, so that is a good 6 years from now. You're quite right, we need to start thinking about the future, but, you know, there's no danger. Britain will always have a great display team. It's one of the things that makes us proud to be British. And every now and again, I read in a newspaper when someone's got nothing to write that, you know, it's going to be the end of the Red Arrows. It's total nonsense. They'll be flying as long as I'm Prime Minister, and in my view, they'll be flying long after, or a display team will be flying long after I've stopped being Prime Minister. We've got plenty of time to think of the future, that may be possible to extend the life of these planes, and there's plenty of other things we can do for the future. There's absolutely no danger.